It's probably been a while since you've last had a good holiday, right? Maybe you're currently planning your next one. One place you've probably heard of is Key West. And over the next few minutes, we're going to find out why Key West should be your next destination. So, what makes Key West in Florida so special?
There's no place like this, really, certainly in North America.
Guy Ross is the sales manager for the Tourist Development Council in Key West, Florida.
We're the only living reef in North America. We're the only archipelago. We're this little appendage on the end of Florida. And frankly, we're more Caribbean than we are Floridian. The water here is extraordinary. And the color of the water and the clarity of the water is really extraordinary. But because we have this reef, the water here is very calm. It's very clear. And at certain times of year, certainly in the summer, you can look straight down into 60 feet of water. And that's why it's so, as I say again, use the word magical, to go over to the Dry Tortugas. As you fly over in a seaplane, you'll see multiple shipwrecks, for instance, or you can see stingrays and turtles and sharks. The water is that clear, and in some places that shallow.
It's not just about the water, as Laura Zakira from Alexander's Guesthouse in Key West explains.
Well, I think you got to see the drag shows down in our gayborhood. You know, Sushi is the famous drag queen that, you know, drops in the red shoe on New Year's Eve, televised all over the world.
Kevin Thierold, executive director of the Key West Business Guild, tells us there's a lot going on in such a small island.
We are a pretty happening little island, you know. I mean, you've got your nightly drag shows, you've got your night scene, you've got your museums for during the day, you can go out on the water, which is the most important thing to do. It's a very lively, open community, but also very laid back. We are an island that is literally the gateway to the Caribbean. So we are, to the north of us, we have the Gulf of Mexico, and below us, we have the Atlantic. So you have to get out on the water. And there's so many things you can do on the water, from snorkeling the reef, jet skis, party on the ocean, parasailing, kayaking. There's so much. You've got to get out on the water, no matter what.
So what's Key West like at night? Guy tells us.
So I tell people that if they're looking for that boom, ka-cha-boom, boom nightlife, certainly go to South Beach in Miami. They've got it. Beautiful, wonderful, fun, intense. But if you just want to chill and relax, come to Key West. We certainly do have a nightlife here. But it is nothing like the South Beach scene, and it's certainly not even like the urban nightlife scene that you'll get in Fort Lauderdale. That's what we do best. We do chill, we do relax better than anybody. There actually have been coffee table books written about the drag scene here in Key West. The latest book, I believe, is called The 801 Girls, and it features Sushi, who is world famous now, thanks to CNN. She's dropped in a giant oversized red shoe from the top of our tallest bar on Duval Street at midnight on New Year's Eve. And she is hilarious. She's actually, not a lot of people know this, but she's afraid of heights. But they somehow or another coax her into that shoe every year. I think it's been, we're going on 18 years, I think. So she is sort of the den mother, if you will, of the 801 girls over at the 801 bar. Then we have the Aqua girls down at the Aqua bar. And the den mother there is Inga. Inga is great fun. Inga is originally from Stockholm. And she's a big girl. Buy her a shot of peach schnapps and no telling what you're going to get for the evening. She's great fun. We have a nice little dance bar, with not so little, actually, sidebar. And then, of course, the iconic nightlife on Duval Street is Bourbon Street, the Bourbon Street pub complex, which is actually two or three bars with a back open area in the back with a swimming pool and a hot tub and a big bar area. And there's an entertainment stage back there as well. And all the bars here go until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
We have stuff with several different venues of drag shows. We got and they do them every single night. And then we also, in addition to the two regular drag shows, we also have like a live cabaret, which is done, it's a little bit different. So instead of your typical drag show, you have women impersonators that actually are singing with their own voice.
I don't know about you, but for me, food is one of the most important things when I'm on holiday. Kevin tells us how to get the most out of your trip to Key West.
So many different types of food, and of course seafood. So that nobody's left out, you can actually go on what they call a Key West food tours. And they offer like, I think, three different types of tours. So you can try all different types of cuisine. Conch is a specialty here. And that's definitely another thing. So that way I don't have to name specific restaurants, but that will give you kind of a taste of different types.
This little island is jam-packed with foodie epiphanies. We have some extraordinary restaurants on this island, and everything from gorgeous world-class white tablecloth restaurants to wonderful restaurants on the beach where chickens are under your table. So Blue Heaven is quite famous here. It's a former brothel upstairs. That's why it was called Blue Heaven. All the ceilings were painted blue. And downstairs was a bar. And Hemingway used to referee boxing matches out in the courtyard. Very good friends of ours, Rich Hatch, has turned it into an extraordinary restaurant called Blue Heaven now. And you can, I think it's on the printed on the menu. It says, come have breakfast with the chickens. It's delicious food out in the open, really, really extraordinary. And then we've got wonderful places to eat, like Latitudes out on Sunset Key, which is a little island out in the bay here, and an extraordinary restaurant. You have to take a boat out there to get to it, but it's incredible food. We have other restaurants called the Marquesa here, the Marquesa Cafe, which is really good. We have a new one that's just started a year or so ago called Moondog Cafe that is right next to the Hemingway House over on Whitehead Street. This is a fun place for foodies.
As Laura Zakira from Alexander Guest House explains, what can we expect from the accommodation in Key West?
So Alexander's Guest House is an LGBTQ guest house, so we welcome everyone. And it really is just a wonderful place where, you know, friends meet for everyone. We create a very sort of loving, kind, open, welcoming environment with the staff, and that sets the tone for the guests, and then the guests sort of do the same, you know, where they really have a chance to really get to know one another and everything. So I mean, there was a lot of room for, you know, expansion and growth, if you will, transformation, you know, everything from we had pirates to, you know, there's an element of, you know, the French Quarter here too, with, you know, all kinds of spiritual, you know, magic and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's even vampires supposedly, buried like in the Key West Cemetery, and they surrounded them by bricks. And we have, you know, headstones that say, I told you I was sick, or I'm just resting my eyes. You know, the ghost tours usually have like 75 people on them. You know, there's all kinds of great stuff, and we have all kinds of live music now that are coming to the West, you know. So while it's still small, we still have a lot of romantic history, you know, and of course Fantasy Fest. We also have, you know, that gives license to be naked in the street.
And one thing we always have to be mindful of when visiting places abroad is how accepting it is of the LGBTQ plus community.
I used to come down to the Keys when I was younger, and it always was just a wonderful place. It always had a giant gay community, and so it really just had such a warm, welcoming, fun feel to it. Just really relaxed and open and friendly, and when you walk in any place, somebody would say to you, oh, where are you from? And, you know, just everyone was open for conversation, so super friendly and beautifully well-kept also.
What is the best time of year to be in the Florida Keys and in Key West? I get that question constantly. And after living here for almost 26 years, I have to say, it's whatever month I'm currently living in. I fall in love with this little island year round. Surprisingly, summer is an extraordinary time to be here. It's a little quieter, but more importantly, the turgidity in the water has fallen off. The water is very calm, and the water is extraordinary. The clarity of the water is extraordinary. And that's when most of our divers, scuba divers, and snorkelers will come down here and snorkel and dive on the reef because of the clarity. They'll dive on some of the shipwrecks down here. And it is a 2 mile by 4 mile island. So we're surrounded by water, right? So it's going to be humid, which, by the way, is great for your skin.
But also, you know, there's a lot of different festivals too, you know, that really bring out like the locals, you know, and that really support it. There's a real core community here that does, you know, literary festivals, all kinds of film festivals. And, you know, we also have Pride and Tropical Heat. So we have an event for, you know, Tropical Heat for the guys. We have, you know, women. Then we, of course, we have, you know, and everybody's welcome to all of them.
A picture alone can sell you on Key West. I don't really have to tell you anything. But if there's any concerns of coming to Key West, just know that we are one of the few destinations that are, we're fully open. We are very safe. And at this time, you know, we're very busy right now, which is fantastic. And we're doing everything we can to keep our local people and our tourists safe.
So there we have it. And you still can be undecided, right? If you are, check out fla-keys.com for more information.